This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for October 2025. How did classical music play a part of Catherine Coleman Goble Johnson's life as a NASA mathematician and musician? And what musical instrument did she play? Creola Catherine Coleman was born on August 26, 1918, to Joy Led, Roberta Lowe Coleman, and Joshua McKinley Coleman in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. She had three older siblings. Quote, her mother was a teacher and her father was a lumberman, farmer, and handyman. He also worked at the Greenbrier Hotel, end quote. Mr. and Mrs. Coleman wanted the best education for their four children and wanted all four of them to get a college education. As a child, she was fascinated by mathematics. Quote, she counted everything from the number of steps she took to get to the road to the number of forks and plates she washed when doing the dishes, end quote. Catherine Coleman, quote, vividly remembers watching her older siblings go to school, wishing so much that she could go with them. When she finally did start school, she so excelled that by age 10, she was in high school, end quote. She graduated high school at the age of 14. In White Sulphur Springs, there was, quote, no high school for black children. The Coleman family was determined to provide their children with a quality education, so every autumn, Catherine's mother moved with her children to a rented home in Institute, Kanawha County, West Virginia, so the children could attend a high school there. In the summer, they would return around 186 miles to White Sulphur Springs, where Joshua worked as a farmer, end quote. In 1928, Catherine began her studies at West Virginia State High School. She graduated in 1932. She was an excellent student in mathematics and, quote, was taught geometry by Angie Turner King, who did an outstanding job in encouraging her students and giving them a love of their subject. She was a tremendous influence on Catherine, both in high school and later in West Virginia State College, where she also taught, end quote. Quote, Catherine made the natural progression to West Virginia State College, having been awarded a full scholarship covering her tuition, fees, room, and board. This college was a black college founded in 1891. At West Virginia State College, she was taught mathematics by James Carmichael Evans and Dr. William Waldron Shifflin Clater. Catherine graduated with a B.S. summa cum laude in 1937, majoring in both mathematics and French, end quote. She was 18 years old. Quote, after graduation, Catherine took a job as a teacher in an elementary school in Marion, Virginia. She was told that she could have the job if she could teach mathematics, French, and play the piano, end quote. Catherine began to play the piano to be an elementary school teacher. She later joined the church choir, quote, founded and directed a chorale for her Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority chapter, end quote, and taught piano to neighborhood children. When Catherine visited her relatives in Newport News, Virginia in 1952, quote, she was told that the National Advisory Committee for the Aeronautics, NACA, later to become the NASA, hired black women mathematicians. She moved her family to Newport News, Virginia. Once there, she worked as a substitute mathematics teacher and applied for a position at NACA, end quote. She accepted the position at NACA. NACA, quote, was just beginning its work on space. Space itself may be perceived as a series of plane surfaces, and as Johnson became known for her training in geometry, she began to work with the team more and more. Eventually, she became known as a leader, and the men increasingly relied on her. It was this inquisitive nature that made her a valuable resource to the team, and the only woman at the time to ever be pulled from the computing pool to work on other programs. Then in 1962, President John F. Kennedy charged the country to send a man to the moon. Johnson became part of the team, and she began to work on calculating the trajectory for America's first space trip with Alan Shepard's 1961 mission, an early step toward a moon landing. She went on to do the calculations for the first actual moon landing in 1969, end quote. NASA prepared in 1962, quote, for the orbital mission of John Glenn, Johnson was called upon to do the work that she would become most known for. The complexity of the orbital flight had required the construction of a worldwide communications network linking tracking stations around the world to IBM computers in Washington, Cape Canaveral in Florida, and Bermuda. The computers had been programmed with the orbital equations that would control the trajectory of the capsule on Glenn's Friendship 7 mission from liftoff to splashdown, but the astronauts were wary of putting their lives in the care of the electronic calculating machines, which were prone to hiccups and blackouts. As a part of the pre-flight checklist, Glenn asked engineers to, quote, get the girl, quote, Johnson, to run the numbers through the same equation that had been programmed in the computer, but by hand on her desktop mechanical calculation machine, quote, if she says they're good, end quote. Katherine Johnson remembers the astronaut saying, quote, then I'm ready to go, end quote. Glenn's flight was a success and marked a turning point in the competition between the United States and the Soviet Union in space, end quote. Katherine Coleman Goebel Johnson was an American mathematician, trailblazer at NASA for 33 years. She was a teacher, wife, mother, grandmother, and musician. She passed away on February 24, 2020, in Newport News, Virginia. She was 101 years old.